因为这个神迹啊。
Because this is a very special miracle.
很奇怪的事情。
It's a very strange occurrence.
他叫彼得去钓鱼。
Peter go to catch a fish.
彼得是钓鱼的还是打鱼的？
Peter catch a fish or net a fish?
打鱼跟钓鱼不一样啊 ，OK?
There's difference between catch a fish and net a fish.
所以钓鱼的鱼口里面找了一块钱。
So when he catch a fish inside the fish mouth, it has a coin.
就拿块钱去交税 ，OK?
And then he used the coin.
那现在我在没有讲这个故事之前
，Before I tell about the story,
我先讲讲这个 miracle 跟神做神迹的问题。
I want to talk about what's miracles and what's the Son of Man.
那大家假如说，我想问大家，耶稣基督在这个福音书里面记载的一共行了多少个神迹？
I want to ask everybody a question. Think about it. How many miracles did the four gospel record?
Anybody can answer? No, it's difficult.
It's hard. Anybody counted before? Yeah.
那我先讲讲了，他耶稣在行了很多神迹，但是记载在那个福音书的有很多种了。第一个是以水变酒，这个听过了吧
？So Jesus performed a lot of miracles, and the first one is turn water into wine.
后来他就死人复活。
He also raised the dead.
又用鱼来喂饱几千人。
And he fed thousands of people.
有几个这个只有一次啊死人复活多少次多少个人复活
How many times he raised people from dead?
啊几个谁讲
Anybody?
三个 Very good
Yep You got it three times
三个啊 OK 这个饼跟鱼喂饱几千有多少次
How about fed the thousands? How many times the miracle?
两次、啊、
two,
很好
two times,、right.
我们真好啊然后两次一次 5,000 or 4,000 OK 我只问你他喂了多少次
Right, right One time he fed 5,000 The other time he fed 4,000
风平浪、平静风浪多少次
How many times he calmed the sea
两次哎呀，
Two、
这位姐妹很厉害我马上就给他一个100分来拿个奖在海上行走多少次
How about walk on water
One, okay, good,
only one time.
第二次, okay.
Jesus only walked on water one time.
打鱼丰收，就是说彼得你去那边打鱼就好多了，对吧？
How about net many fish?
两次, good.
Yep, two times.
那个咒诅无花果树多少次？
How about curse the fig tree? How many times?
One time.
Only one time.
赶鬼疫病多少次？
How about cast out demons and heal the sick? How many times?
多的怎么请多？23次。
23 times.
有时是一傻眼的，有时缺腿的，有时什么病的，知道吗？有时生大麻风的，我就通通把它叫过来。有时给鬼附的，有。后来一共23次。
So we counted it all as 23 times.
钓鱼刚才讲那个。只有一次了，这个很简单。
And catch a fish is just one.
我跟你讲啊，耶稣基督所行的神迹，在这个记载的，我现在记载的在福音书四福音书，一共有36个。
So the total number of miracles recorded in the four gospels are 36.
不算他自己的复活 ，OK?
If we don't count his own resurrection.
所以这个疫病赶鬼占了大概 2/3 about 1/3。
Yeah, so cast out demons and heal the sick is about 2/3 of the
那,
total.
有些神迹是只有一本福音书记载的，好像这个钓鱼是只有一个福音书记载马太福音。
So some miracles are recorded in all four gospel or three gospel, but some miracles are only recorded in one gospel. Just like this one, catch a fish is only recorded in one gospel.
有些 gospel 是两个福音书都有记载，同样的。
Some miracles are recorded in both.
有些是三个福音书的记载。
Some are recorded in three gospels.
然后四个福音记载，四个福音书记载。
Even some are recorded in four gospels.
那考虑一个问题，哪一个神就是四个福音书的记载的
Did you know which one is recorded in all four Gospels? Which miracle?
不记得我不讲了，你回去查。
Why don't you all go and look?
只有一个。
Only one miracle.
Okay. 没有关系的，你回去好好玩了。OK. 那我们读圣经，我常常说，我们读经有时很闷，对不对？
So sometimes we read the Bible, it feels like kind of boring.
常人说的睡不着就读圣经，马上睡着了。
Some people just read the Bible and they fall asleep.
No, that's not the God. That's not the way to do things.
Yeah, that's not supposed how we read the Bible and study the Bible.
圣经很有兴趣的。
Bible is very interesting.
神的话语很活泼的。
God's word is alive.
问题你怎么看？
It depends on how you read it.
对不对？
Right.
所以今天我跟你讲这个耶稣基督行这个神迹的问题，我先看看为什么主耶稣行这种东西。
How about we look at the purpose of performing miracles? Why did Jesus perform miracles?
很多人不相信神迹了 ,OK?
There are a lot of people don't believe in miracles.
今天我们这个科技时代你还讲什么五饼二鱼的开玩笑，他以为这个是神话不是神迹。
A lot of people see the miracles as like friction.
我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
假如你不相信有神的话。
If you don't believe in God.
你是无神论的话。
If you are atheist.
你说没有神子。
You say there's no God.
It's okay.
That's fine.
假如你相信有神的话。
If you believe in God.
神所做的事情就是神迹， what's the problem? 那为什么不说没有呢？
All God's doings are miracles.
神就超越人 ，OK?
God supersede all human.
所谓神迹是不是说来变施法给变魔术给你看那种东西
？Miracles are not magic shows.
不是来 entertain， 不是来娱乐观众。我们开个，哎呀，我表演一下，不是那种。
And they are not some kind of tricks or for entertainment.
更不是自我表扬，说你看我多厉害，我把这个水变成酒了。
It's not for showing off or boast oneself.
在圣经里面讲的神迹
The miracles that are recorded in the Bible.
约翰讲的
John said in the Gospel of John.
耶稣在门徒面前行了许多神迹
Jesus performed many miraculous signs in front of the disciples.
没有记在这个书上
which are not recorded in this book
就是说我刚才说36个其实不止了好多 OK
therefore even though I mentioned there are 36 miracles they are more than that
只是没有写下来
they were not recorded in the gospels
约翰说只要有写下来的话就连写不上写不这么多了
John said if it's recorded down no books can hold it all
但是记这些东西是什么意思呢？目的是什么呢
？What's the purpose？
不是做给你表演给你看。
It's not for showing off。
不是来吸引人来信他的。
It's not to attract to people to church。
说明一个真理。
It's to reveal a truth。
这个真理就叫你们信耶稣是基督。
To believe that Jesus is the Christ。
他是神的儿子。
It's the Son of God。
叫你们信了他。
So that we'll believe in him.
就可以得到他的名的生命，因着他的名的生命。
So that we will have life in his name.
所以一个圣经里面的神迹。
Therefore, God.
在圣经里面的一个神迹。
In the Bible.
英文不叫 miracle 了，用这个字叫 sign, S-I-G-N.
Yeah. So the English word is a sign instead of a miracle.
比较用 sign 这个字 ，sign 的意思是看着这个东西。有个意象，有个意思在里面，不是刚刚看那个水。
That means you look at sign and there are meaning behind it.
你等下到楼下去上洗手间。
Later when you go to use the bathroom.
有时候洗手间有个男人穿这个西装，这一个样子在里面。
So you will see a man, gentleman, walk in there.
不是 walk in there， 是这个 sign， 就这个男的。
Oh, you saw the sign that's.
他们要
学习
男
性，所以
不，他们不是 man， 也不是 lady， 要地方做一个。还有我去个餐馆更厉害。
Oh, and also when you go to restaurant.
他有个美国的 cowboy 啊，这样这样。
You see a sign like a cowboy.
那个男厕所你不能乱走进去，虽然他没有写。
So even the sign they mention is a men's bathroom. You can't go in if you're a woman.
个 sign 的意思，你看的东西有个背后有个很重要的意思在里面。
So behind the sign, there's very important meaning.
你不开车子就写个路都是开车的 sign, OK? 也是没有字的，这个东西不能。不能拐弯的。
While you're driving, you also saw a lot of road signs, so there are meaning behind it.
我们这个圣经里面所讲的这种神迹。
So the Bible talk a lot of miraculous signs.
是有意思的。
There are meaning.
不是，哎呀，很好看，不是这个意思。
It's not just good to watch or know.
不是用来吸引人来信耶稣的。
It's not to attract people to come to church.
是每一个 sign, 每一个miracle, 每一个这个神迹后面有个真理的。
So every miracle and sign have an important truth and meaning behind it.
所以我们今天来研究来跟大家分享一个很特别的神迹。
So let's talk about this important event.
这个事件开始的时间，我们读圣经啊，主要要前。后这个才能明白他为什么有这个事情发生。
When we study the Bible, we have to look at the verses and events happened before and after, so we'll understand the main events better.
常常我们犯了一个错误读经，就是英文叫 out of context, 就是中文叫做断章取义。
Yeah, oftentimes we just read at the story and just take it out of the context.
所以我们今天因为这个今天讲那个这个故事很特殊的。
Today this story is very special.
所以我们再看看它背景是怎么样。
Let's look at its background.
这个 background 第一个呢就是那个耶稣基督有十二个门徒跟着他去传福音做事情。
So Jesus have 12 disciples follow him and help him to go around town and preaching.
但是他们对耶稣基督是谁不很肯定。
However, they are not quite sure who Jesus is.
他们晓得耶稣基督很有大能力。
They know that Jesus is very powerful.
他看见耶稣就医好很多病人。
They saw Jesus heal a lot of sick people.
看见他五饼二鱼喂饱差不多一万人。
They watched Jesus use 2 bread and 5 fish to feed a lot of people.
但是他对耶稣本身为什么来到世界上，他是谁？不太明白。
However, they weren't too sure why Jesus came and do all these things.
所以第一个背景在马太福音十六章，我们今天讲的十七章，就有几段经文记载。
So in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, there's some Bible verse.
这个简单的一个故事，就耶稣来到那个地方，问他们说：“哎，你跟我怎么两三年了？哦，你晓得人家讲我是谁？”
So when Jesus came to the region of the Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?"
哦，他们说，哦，人家说你是施洗约翰，还是以利亚，还是耶利米，还是先知里的一位。
They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others said Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets."
耶稣问得很好。耶稣再问。
So Jesus asked them again.
你认为我是谁？
What about you? Who do you think I am?
我们今天在座每一位。
So among us here today.
假如耶稣问你，你认为我就是耶稣？问你是，你怎么答？
If Jesus asked you directly, how would you answer that?
很可惜，今天很多人。
It's very unfortunate. Not a lot of people can answer that question.
有人认为耶稣只是不过。很多菩萨中几位，很多神中几位。
A lot of people just think that Jesus is one of the gods among all the gods.
我不拜观音，就拜耶稣算了。
If I don't worship Buddha, I will worship God.、Jesus.
有些人更厉害。
Some other people.
什么都拜，观音拜，关公又拜，释迦牟尼拜，耶稣通通一网打尽。
All the things, all the gods, they know.
你不认识耶稣。
Do you know Jesus?
I mean, 你这样做，你不认识耶稣。You don't know him.
If you don't know him,
你不明白耶稣是谁。
You won't understand who Jesus is.
所以他问门徒：“你们说我是谁？”
So when Jesus asked them, Who do you think I am?
彼得说，哎呀，这个好，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
很好，耶稣说，
Very good.
你答得很对，100分。
Jesus says, "You are perfect. You got 100."
他说这个是上帝的灵感动你讲的，不是人用不着说出来。
This answer is revealed by God, not by man.
不是彼得自己什么学问来打造出来的。
It's not coming from Peter's own intelligence.
今天我跟你一样。
I'm with you today.
我认识耶稣不是因为我的读了很多神学还是拿了什么degree.
I know Jesus not because I study and get a graduate degree.
我有很多 knowledge, 我有很多知识。
I know a lot of knowledge.
但是我没有智慧。
I don't have the wisdom.
那个认识耶稣。认识耶稣这件事情
to know really who Jesus is
in the spirit 灵类的事情
this is a spiritual thing
中文叫悟圣就是英文叫做 spiritual understanding
spiritual understanding
我常常比喻悟圣悟就是好像那个佛教那个禅宗那种东西啊禅宗很有意思的他用悟圣来悟的讲不清来，我简单讲好了。OK, sorry.
So, yeah. So I want to give an example about Buddha. That Buddha has some principles and talk about wisdom too.
现在我用一个简单的方法跟你解释一下。
I'll use a simple way to explain to you.
谈情说爱啊，绝对不是去读书读回来的。
When you are dating and fall in love, it's not something you can read in.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
心灵的感应，对不对
？It's from the heart.
All right.你不要说这个要看见才算的话，你是太过唯物主义了。
If you say I can see something or tangible things, you know, that's too materialistic.
你喜欢那个女孩子，你要算算她这个人多重，有多少什么？那你这不是爱情？爱情一见钟情，一见就看，心里就有感动。我们中国普通人叫来电，听过没有？
If you like a girl, you don't just count how she look, how much she weigh, you know, but you have the feeling, you know, you have the love feeling.
假如你从来没有来过电的话,
if you never have that kind of chemistry or love,
你还没有享受过真正的爱情,
you have not really truly enjoyed or know
what it's like. 我今天讲这个真是, right?
Correct?
我们认识神就一样哦。
We know God is the same way.
好人读完神学院不认识神的，我跟你讲。
A lot of people graduate from seminary and they don't know God.
认识神不是你读多少书，那个有帮助 ，OK？ 但是真正认识神是心灵的感应。
Truly knowing God is from the heart, not from the book.
找不出来的，教不出来的，不能 cannot educate you.
We can't educate people.
Anyway, 好了，下面。耶稣就对门徒说：“说你晓得我是上帝的儿子，对不对？是基督。”
So Jesus said, "Yes, you know me. I'm the Christ. I'm the Son of the Living God."
他第一次就跟他们说了。
So Jesus followed and make his first announcement.
他说：“你们晓不晓得
？Do you know that？
我马上要去耶路撒冷被杀的喽。
I'm going to Jerusalem and I will be killed.
哎呀 ，it's a shock, you know.”
So the disciples are very surprised.
很 yeah, 找我爱一个人。
If you love someone,
我爱一个女孩子。
If you like a girl,
我说我爱你。
You say I love you.
她要说爱我。
And she said she love you too.
第三句她就说。
And then the third,
我快要死掉了。
If she say I'm going to die soon,
that's shock, you know.
You probably will be surprised.
Shock.
You'll be shocked.
You okay? 所以他就告诉门徒，既然你晓得我是谁，那现在我告诉你一个真的话，一个真理。
So Jesus began to explain them the truth.
我快要被害被杀。
I will be going to be killed.
那门徒怎么样呢？第一个反应，刚刚说他是神，是上帝的儿子。
So how does the disciples react?
他说，彼得说，哎，不行啊，你不能这样子啊。他说，
So Peter said, "You can't do that."
Yeah.结果耶稣就是怎么对彼得讲？
So what did Jesus tell Peter?
撒旦, 退我后边去吧, 你是绊我脚的。
He said, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me.
你不体贴神的意思, 就体贴人的意思。
You don't have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns.
Okay, 你看, 门徒说认得耶稣是神, 认识神而已。 马上听说马上这个反应就人的反应出来，没有什么错，我跟你都会这样反应。但是耶稣基督就要考验他。So
the reactions from the disciples are pretty normal, probably the same reactions as us. So Jesus have to test them.
好了，今天就讲到我们刚才读的啥一段经文，记不记得？
So let's go back to the original scripture that we read.
就是一开始我们读到耶稣基督就在加利利的时候告他们再对门徒说我将要被害要第三日复活。 This is second time.
Jesus again, the second announcement of telling them that he's going to get killed.
所以两次，这个是怎么样呢？他们反应怎么样呢？
So this is the second time, and how about the reactions of the disciples?
好一点没有？
You think they get better?
大大的忧愁。
So the disciples were filled with grief.
大大的忧愁。
Filled with grief.
就是因为这个原因。
Because of this.
就发生那个来问耶稣你要不要交税的问题。
And then it comes to the story of the tax collectors coming to Jesus.
为什么耶稣就有这个需要借用这个事件来表示？
Why did God need this earth to illustrate his truth?
就因为当时人家不晓得耶稣做王这个身份什么意思。
Because people misunderstood the kingship of Jesus.
这个耶稣在地上,
when Jesus was on earth,
他做了很多很厉害、很神、很大的神、很有power、很有力量的事情。
He performed a lot of miracles.
所以人都希望他做王, 没有问题。
So people will love him to be the king.
希望他做犹太人的王。
To be the king of the Jews.
为什么?
Why?
因为当时犹太人受罗马人的统治。
Because Jews were governed by the Roman Empire.
他们被罗马政府做殖民地了。
So they were live under the colony of Roman.
他们 好像假如要不要领他们来反抗罗马政府。
If someone could lead them to revolt Roman Empire,
搞革命革掉这个罗马政府。
Have a revolution against the Roman Empire,
找这个人，要这样的一个人。
If there's such a person,
耶稣是最好了。
Jesus will be the best person.
他两条鱼五块饼，这个喂饱5000，这个做革命领袖多好啊！
He can use 2 loaves and 5 fish to feed 5,000 people. He certainly will be the best candidate to lead this kind of revolution.
他从神来很大的力量，对不对？我们都这样想的嘛。是当时好多人想他做王。
So a lot of people want him to be the king.
做什么王？
What kind of king?
领导犹太人起革命，革掉罗马政府，自己成立犹太。
To lead a revolt against the Roman Empire and became their own kingdom.
所以在其实，在他就看见，在这个他为他做完这个五饼二鱼的时候，他众人看见耶稣所醒的神迹，就说：“这真是来自世界上的先知。”耶稣就知道众人强迫他做王，就推了三十去。
So after he fed the thousands, people love him, and Jesus know that these people want to crown him king. Therefore, he left and again, you know, leave them alone.
记得耶稣被卖的时候没有?
Do you remember when Jesus was betrayed by Judas?
那那些审问他的官员和皮拉多等啊。
When he was in front of the King Pilate.
很多去问他，很多次问耶稣。
King Pilate asked Jesus many times.
你是犹太人的王吗？
Are you the king of the Jews?
因为当时就是有这种整个社会，整个犹太人民族 就希望耶稣基督是地上的王。
In that time during the society, people, the Jews want Jesus to be the king of the Jews.
大家晓得吗？
Do we all know?
耶稣基督在地上有三个身份。
Jesus have three roles on earth.
一个是祭司，就是 priest.
He is a priest.
先知。
He is a prophet.
还是君王。
He is the king also.
在历史上，在犹太历史上，没有一个人有三个职分。
According to the history of the Jewish, there's no such person can have three titles or roles.
Okay, 在旧约有很多君王。
In the Old Testament, there are lots of kings.
但是不是先知，也不是祭司。
But they can't be. They are not priests or prophets.
很多祭司，但是不是君王，也不是。
There are a lot of priests, but they are not king.
很多这个先知 prophets， 也但是他们不是君王，也不是。
There are lots of prophets, but they weren't kings.
只有耶稣基督就是三个身份。
Only Jesus have these three titles.
现在是没有时间详细跟你谈了，就是，所以他们把耶稣认识耶稣是不是 king 的话，那个王的话，就是在整个社会当时都有问题。
So they have a problem.
他没有问题承认耶稣是先知哦。
They don't have problem to recognize Jesus as the prophet.
刚刚才讲过嘛。
We just talk about.
但是君王搞得错了。
But they mess up the kingship.
所以耶稣基督就借在这个神迹来告诉他的身份，真正的君王是什么，怎么样的。
So Jesus used this miracle to show them what
okay,
is the true kingship of.
就来到我们今天讲那个地方了。
So let's go to the main events of today's scripture.
来到这个地方，有人收税。哦，对不起，人上来收税。
So the tax collectors came.
他就问：“你们的先生不纳税、定税吗？”
And he asked, "Does your teacher pay the temple tax?"
彼得说：“纳。”
Peter said, "Yes."
那我们先搞搞这个半块钱的，就是半个shekel, half shekel， 就圣经里面讲记载的。
So let's talk about this two drachma or half shekel.
Yeah.定税就是英文叫 temple tax， 电税也是这个东西，就是说交给犹太人来维护那个圣殿的一切的开支。OK，
temple tax or tribute is for maintaining and administrating of the temple。
关税就是普通罗马政府在那边收的税。OK，
poll tax or duty is the tax collected by the Roman government。
这个丁税就是电税了，就是犹太人二十岁以上男孩子每年都要交的，来做管理这个圣殿的钱。
Temple tax is the tradition of Jewish people. Wherever Jews are men over 20 years old, they have to pay the temple tax.
你回去看出埃及记。三十章十三十六节就提到这个事情 ，OK？
So you can read Exodus 30:13-16. It talk about this temple tax.
这个不是突然有发生的事情。
It's not something just happen random.
是犹太人那个传统，那个犹太教都要教的，每个人要教。
It's a Jewish tradition.
但是不是故意特别为问耶稣来找他的。
So they are not like a question out of nowhere.
所以他们就来问耶稣，问彼得说：“你的老师，你跟他怎么？他要不要交这个定税
？”So they came to ask Peter, "Did your teacher need to pay tax?"
这看来好像一个很简单的问题嘛。
It seems a simple question.
每个人都要交的嘛。
Everybody have to pay.
他就来，其实来试探耶稣，看看找个机会来把耶稣怎么样。
Actually, these people are kind of a tricky questions to see how Jesus respond and find ways to accuse him.
在你交的话
if you say you pay,
你普通人嘛
so you're normal people.
就是不交
if you don't pay,
你违反这个宗教律法
you're against the Jewish law.
但是彼得这个人是很快的人，很口直心快的人，彼得是很可爱，但是常常很出毛病。
Peter is a very direct person and a quick person.
人家问他交不交
？People ask him, "Do your teacher pay tax?"
他想都不想，拿。
He don't even need to think. He just say yes.
他应该进去问问老师说：“哎，有人问税的交，他不敢。他说：‘哎，交！’一句话就顶过。
”Instead of going back to the house, ask Jesus, he just answer for Jesus.
讲了以后
once he replied
再进去
then he went inside the house
他就进去问想问耶稣这个事情了
then he wanted to ask Jesus about this question
但是进去他有机会讲话吗
when he went inside did Peter get a chance to ask
耶稣晓得你这个人呢太快了
Jesus already knew about this
他进去
Peter went into the house.
他我们中国人叫做先斩后奏，对不对？
So he act too quickly, and he already is a done deal.
拿交，你要进去问耶稣，哎，拿钱来交税了，有人要交税了。
He probably will just tell Jesus, "Give me some money so I can pay the tax."
耶稣很容易解决这个问题嘛。
Jesus could simply solve this problem.
耶稣会变这个戏法，哎呀，一拿就拿钱出来也可以。
Jesus can perform a miracle and just get money from nowhere.
但是还有个问题就是说耶稣可以问犹大拿钱因为犹大是管钱包的嘛。
Another way to solve is Jesus can ask Judas. Judas is the one who is in charge of their public fund.
好像我们今天教会有什么事情要修理啊就写个 voucher 去这个长着会拿的钱。
Yeah, just like our church today, if we have any expense, we just fill out vouchers and we can ask our treasurer to reimburse us.
耶稣在我们看这个圣经的时候，耶稣有时候很奇怪啊 ，OK?
Yeah, it's very strange here.
常常门徒看见我们看见有些问题时候要解决的时候
，Many times when disciples face a challenge or problems need to solve.
他就问耶稣怎么办
they will ask Jesus what to do
耶稣说你们去办吧
and Jesus said go you guys can do it
那五饼二鱼记得吗
remember the story of two loaves and
好
多人
就这么听到现在都完了没有饭吃啊
many people came and listened to Jesus and they are hungry and have no food to eat
门徒说怎么办呢
so disciples asked Jesus what should we do
耶稣怎么答
How does Jesus reply?
你们给他吃哦。
You guys feed them.
吓他们一跳，那个门徒说：“我哪有这么多钱啊？有这么钱的哪里买这么多东西？”行，记得吧。
Really scared the disciples. They think, "Oh, how much money we need to spend to feed these people?"
他现在要交税，很小的，钱不多，一块钱。
Now they have to pay tax. It's not a lot of money. It's just two drama.
耶稣就借着机会来教导彼得，也教导我们。
So Jesus used this chance to teach Peter and to teach us also.
耶稣不让彼得开口，耶稣先问。
Without Peter start answering or questioning Jesus, Jesus asked Peter first.
他说：“你觉得你意思怎么样？”很客气了，耶稣。
So Jesus asked, "What do you think, Simon?"
他说：“世上的君王啊，税上谁啊，收关税跟丁税的。”
Whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes?
上他儿子了，还是上外面？不是，就是民众呢。
From their own sons or from others?
Peter 说是 others， 外人嘛。
Peter answered, "From others."
耶稣说
，Jesus said，
既然如此，儿子就可以免税了。
If that's the case, then the sons are exempt.
耶稣提醒一句什么话
？Jesus reminded him.
Peter 不是刚刚。前面说他耶稣问你们认得我是谁他怎么讲的你是上帝的儿子
Beforehand do you remember Jesus asked Peter Who do you think I am And Peter said You are the son of the living God
前后回应的啦既然我是神的儿子这个世界是神的为什么我要交税啊彼得你讲的你现在打你马上要交你看这个很小的事哇奇妙吧
So he justremind Peter you contradict yourself you just told me that I'm the son of God if I'm the king I'm the son why do I need to pay tax then
犹太人相信这个世界是神的没有问题不像我们现在很多不什么都不信那个另外回事情
Jews at that time believed the whole world belonged to God
但是你说我是神的儿子为什么要交税
So if you said I'm the sons of God, why do I need to pay tax then?
所以这个问题就开始，这个有意思的事情就在这里了。
That's the most interesting part.
然后，哦，这个刚才英文你也讲了，我不要打出来了。然后，耶稣的决定是什么样的 很奇怪。
So, what does Jesus finally decide?
王做王的儿子问，为什么耶稣问说，我们还是做，还是让？
So the Lord's decision is to pay the tax.
啊，不是，皮特早皮特快长了，那既然这样，我们就我继续告诉他，我们不叫。
If Peter say, "Oh, okay, then we don't have to pay. I can go out and tell the tax collectors."
可能耶稣一把手抓住他，你不要这么快啊！
If that's the case, Jesus probably will not let Peter do that. Catch him first.
我们还是叫。
We still will pay.
为什么呢
？Why？
哎呀，这句话他说，恐怕触犯他们。
So that we may not offend them.
这个中文翻译做原文。做绊倒。
Original translation means stumble.
Stumble, 很好。所以他说解决的办法就你去钓鱼拿水。
So the resolution is why don't you go and catch a fish?
这句话很有意思了。
This is a very meaningful word.
因为今天我们在一个社会当中。
Today in this society,
我们都讲我们的权利。Rights, 我们人权什么权？
We talk about our personal rights.
我们这是个人主义。
We always think about me first.
这个很重要的一个属灵的功课。
This is a very important spiritual lesson.
这是有些时候我们决定的事情啊。
When we decide something,
不要老是想我自己。
Don't just think about yourself.
为别人就少少。
Consider others.
为整个情况来决着想。
Consider the whole picture.
我们宽容一点。
Be more forgiving.
直接吃亏一点没有关系。
Can be taken advantage of sometimes.
我们中文说，中国人说，中国人说 ，Chinese 说。
Chinese have a phrase.
退一步就是凯或天空。
Step one back and let it go.
特别是在钱的方面
especially about money
吃亏一点没有关系
being taken advantage of is okay
钱是身外物
money is just tangible things
耶稣基督本来不用交税的
Jesus originally don't have to pay tax
交也无所谓免得绊倒免得让他们找借口来控告我们
But it's okay to pay tax, so he would rather be taken advantage of than have an excuse for other people.
Yes, so
he break the law.
耶稣在地上给我们这样的这个作为example 这个比喻的他所做的。
This is a great example that Jesus show us to follow.
常常我们看不见。
Oftentimes we can't see it.
我们看到耶稣很爱人。
We saw Jesus love us.
耶稣很谦卑。
We saw Jesus is very humble.
耶稣为我们的罪钉十字架。
Jesus died on the cross for us.
我给大家看看另外一个事情吧。
Let's look at another thing.
为什么耶稣接受施洗约翰的水礼？
Why Jesus need to be baptized by John the Baptist?
耶稣基督一出来传道的时候。
When Jesus first came out to preach.
他走到约旦河边去。
He went to the river of Jordan.
那个时候，施洗约翰在那边跟人洗礼。
At that time, John the Baptist was baptizing people.
耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
这个 John the Baptist 是他那个表兄弟哦 ，cousin 哦。
John is his cousin.
他来见耶稣，耶稣见了约翰说：“来哟，你也跟我洗吧。
”John told.Jesus told John, "Why don't you baptize me too?"
Hey, John 说，对不起，不行，不行。
John said, "No, I can't do that."
为什么你？我应该你跟我水里才对啦！你是上帝的羔羊，取去世人罪孽的。
I should be baptized by you, Jesus. You are the Lamb of God. Take away the sins of the world.
耶稣怎么回答
？What does Jesus say?
你暂且许我
Please let me do it
因为我们理当这样尽解诸般的义或者理
Because we have to do all this to fulfill all righteousness
有些事情啊 在这个世界上。
There are some things in this world.
我们是可以不做的。
We don't have to do it.
因为我们有这个权利可以不做。
We have the right not to do it.
但是。
But.
我们应该做。
We have to do it.
尽那个礼节跟规矩。
According to the traditions and rules.
免得被人家误会我们。
So other people will not misunderstand us.
就免得绊倒他们。
So it won't cause other people to stumble.
这个道理很简单。
This is a very simple truth or principle.
但是很难，有时候很不小心，很难行出来。
But it's very hard to do it.
在家里一样。
At home, sometimes we are the same.
夫妻之间的事情。
A lot of time between husband and wife.
常常为了小小的事情就斤斤计较。
Because of tiny little things, they will fight.
就打起来。
Sometimes they even fight with their hands.
有对夫妇那个太太去买衣服买得太贵了，都觉得。
Then one time there are couples, the husband think the wife spent too much money on her dress.
这个根本就不止150块钱，90块、80块钱买，到底怎么搞得去花这个钱
？He yell and scold his wife and say, "Oh, this dress only worth probably $90. Why you spend $150?"
结果就吵得很厉害。
And then they fight all the way.
我说还是。
So Elder Ma said,
你为了这几十块钱就吵起来干嘛呢？
Why you fight and argue about 50, 60 bucks?
就让这个老婆高兴一次就行了嘛。
Just let her be happy.
钱是怎么这么重要的？
Money is not everything.
我们做很多事情的教会也是一样。
At church is the same.
常常我们说，哎呀，就是为什么花这个钱做这个那个。
We have to spend this money on this and this money on that.
他们有人决定，你就让他做。
Once people decided they have to do it, let them do it.
你根本就不需要怎么斤斤计较，钱都是从省的 ，OK?
So you don't have to be counting every penny.
我们学习这个功课。
Let's learn this lesson.
You will feel much joy. 你会觉得更那个生命更快乐，更简单，更容易满足。
You feel life will be more fulfilling and happy.
耶稣简单的解决方法就是这样子。
So Jesus has a very simple way to solve the problem.
他叫彼得去钓鱼。
So he tell Peter to go fishing.
我刚才讲了，彼得不是。钓鱼的人是打鱼的人 ，OK?
So remind you, Peter is a professional commercial fisherman. He's not an amateur.
我们钓鱼是去玩的 ，OK?
We go fishing is for hobby, is for fun.
有时我们跟神在做的事情，侍奉神。
Sometimes when we serve God,
神要我们做的，神要我们做的。
So God want us to do.
我们有时觉得怎么神这么大材小用吧？你就叫我去钓鱼去。
We want to think, hey, you know, it's just doesn't worth my time.
哎呀，在神的工作里面
When serving God,
没有大小之分。
There's no big job or you know small job.
神当然，彼得不去打，不去钓鱼也可以拿，也有办法，一块钱，因为什么都是他的。但是他故意要彼得去钓鱼。
Yeah, Peter don't go fish, you know, they still have ways to find the money, but Jesus purposely asked Peter to do that.
看看彼得的反应怎么样。
To see how Peter react.
Peter 是一个 professional fisherman, 他是一个职业的打鱼人，那你叫我去钓鱼，这开玩笑的。
Yeah, Peter is a professional commercial fisherman, you know, he used catch a lot of fish, and now Jesus asked him to take a pole and a line and go to the lake fund to catch a fish.
你们去钓鱼没有？去钓过鱼没有？
Have you all go fishing here?
我以前常常去钓鱼。
I love to go fishing.
以前这个Potomac那个地方好多鱼，但现在都没有给人家拿光了，差不多。
Before the Potomac River have lots of fish.
钓鱼不是一钓就钓得到的 ，OK?
When you go fishing, it's not you just you know, put your hook and line down and you catch the fish right away.
撒网的人都晓得哪有，他一下子都有鱼的。
If a fisherman, they know where the fish are, so they throw the net and they will catch a lot of fish.
他这次故意要彼得参与这个事情。
So Jesus wants Peter to involve with this event.
再一次提醒彼得。
to remind Peter.
主耶稣是拥有天地万物的主的王。
Jesus is the Lord of the whole universe.
他不但是拥有。
Not just he owned the whole world.
而且管可以管理。
He can control the whole world.
而且可以使用啊。
And he can use and intercede.
你看，去钓鱼，一条鱼哦。这条鱼怎么嘴巴有个银，有个钱在里边呢？
To catch one fish and the fish have one coin in it.
一定有人不小心掉了一块钱在海上面去。
You think that maybe somebody accidentally they lost, dropped the coin in the lake?
这条鱼就嘣就咬住了。
This fish, you know, somehow, you know, catch that coin in his mouth.
有没有吞着肚子里面？
And he has not fallen into his tummy?
彼得刚刚就这个钓，就那边，他就在咬彼得那个钩，那个鱼钩。
So if Peter catch the fish with the hook,
然后拿上来。
And when you pull it up,
哎，就刚有一块钱。
And there's a coin in there.
这个不是神迹是什么
？If this is not a miracle, what do you call this?
所以我说今天这个题目，这个故事很简单。
So this is a very simple story.
好奇很特殊的一个神迹
But it's a very unique miracle.
第一
First,
只有马太福音记载这个神迹
This miracle is only recorded in the book of Matthew.
为什么
Why?
有没有理由还是随便刚好马太记得 Do you know something?
Is it just because of coincidence?
口里有关系 Yeah, 马太福音是给犹太人看的有两个关系第一个马太是做税吏的他是 马太
是
本来是收税的人
He is a tax collector
所以他对税的最赖行现在你什么问题你问那个在 IRS 做人嘛
So he know about tax collection
所以对于这个收税的事情他特别注意特别记得这个事情所以他记下来了
So he remember this tax collection
第二
Second
马太福音是主题是描述耶稣什么
The main theme of Matthew is to describe Jesus as what?
都不记得了 King, 王
The king
所以这个神迹在马太福音就把耶稣基督做王这个真正的意义表示出来
Therefore it was recorded in Matthew to reveal thatJesus is the real king.
你们应该上主日学什么都应该明白了四个福音马太是
So you all should know four gospel
yeah, 马太是 主要是犹太人读的是讲耶稣基督是王的对不对
It's for Jewish people and main theme is talk about Jesus is the king
马可呢
What about Mark
我跟你温习一下子你们的圣经
Let's review the Bible
马可我没有写他马可是讲什么的主题是谁哎呀不记得
main theme
马可是讲耶稣是仆人
servant Jesus is a servant
路加呢
how about Luke
哎呀你们赶快来上我的查经班吧路加是讲耶稣基督是人子
Describe Jesus as the Son of God.
Son of man.
Son of man. Son of man.
约翰呢
How about John?
Son of God.
Son of God for Book of John.
为什么四个福音书不有五个啊
Why we have four gospels, not five gospels?
为什么叫马太跟路加有耶稣基督的家谱啊
Why only Matthew and Mark have the
genealogy? No, no, Mark, Luke.
Luke,
sorry. 因为马太福音记载耶稣是王王帝是有传统的好像中国是什么王帝一直下来啊
Because
王帝是有家谱的
King has a genealogy coming from originally from another king
马可记载耶稣这个表现是仆人仆人没有家谱的
So in Mark is talk about Jesus is a servant so for servant you don't need a genealogy
路加有耶稣就家谱
Luke have geology in there.
因为路加记载耶稣是人子，人子就是由人的传统，所以从亚当一直记下来的。
Because described Jesus as the Son of Man, so he came from Adam.
约翰福音是记载人，耶稣就是神子。
John talk about Jesus is the Son of God.
不需要人，家谱的。
It doesn't need geology.
OK. 所以这个是特殊的神迹。
So this is a very unique miracle.
可能我们常常一看着过去都没有想到这个问题。So
we probably didn't think about it.
这个是唯一耶稣为了他自己需要交税来行的神迹。 OK.
It's the only miracle that Jesus did for his own need.
其他的神迹都是为别人拿来医病啊什么的。
All the other miracles are for other people.
这个是有关钱的事情。
This is only about money.
钱不多，一块钱。
Not a lot of money, just a half shekel.
这一条鱼块钱的神迹，很简。我刚才讲过，一条鱼不简单，我跟你讲，一条鱼游过来，嘴巴有个钱，还要给别的钓上来。哎呀，这个就复杂了，我跟你讲。
So it's not a simple thing where you can get the fish, you know, get the coin and get hooked up by Peter.
还有一个就是没有。 后来没有长，他彼得有没有去钓鱼的？你看他就停了。刚才我们读了就停了。
Doesn't tell us the result.
当然，彼得去钓鱼了。但主要这个题目，这个事情是刚才讲那个事情，说彰显耶稣基督是王，能告诉我们做人呢、啊，有些事情虽然我有权利说不做，但是你还是应该做，免得得罪人和绊倒人。明白吗？
So this is to demonstrate that Jesus is God and also teach us lessons that sometimes we can be taken advantage of rather than to cause other people to stumble.
这几个我们就再提起了。第一就不要忘记耶稣基督是万王之王，是拥有天地万物的主宰。
Our reflections for today, number one is to remind us not to forget Jesus is the King of Kings. The whole world belongs to him.
哎呀，不要随便就打人的要求啊。 言而无信，说话不信。
Try not to answer for other people and keep your promise.
我们无论怎么样，在问我们要求我们那些，我们不要随便说。OK，OK，那这样不做，那很糟糕。
If people ask us to do something, we don't just, you know, just say yes, and then later you turn around and forget or you don't do it.
你做不到了，应该说对不起，我先做不到。
If you can't do it, just say no or sorry, I can't do it.
中国人有句很狡猾的话，就说：“我研究研究吧。”他也不懂 yes 也不说 no 啊，让我研究研究吧。
That's a very clever response. You know, for Chinese, they say, "Oh, let me think about it," or you know, discuss, think about it.
我们基督徒是怎么样的
？What about us Christian?
是就说是，不是就说不是。
If it is yes, you say yes. If it's no, you say no.
上面那句啊，多说了就出于恶解。
If you say more, that's not from you.
No, that's from the 恶者,
from
the
evil one.
所以我们要学一个好，yes 就是 yes 就说，不要人家问我们随便答。还有第三，就不要天天做主张。
问题的话，你就不要替别人做。我们不要volunteer替别人做，是这个意思。Don't answer for other people. Don't volunteer other people.
我们做教会也是找人做事啊。At
church, when we try to look for somebody to help,
哎，你能帮忙吗
？Can you help us?
哦，那个弟兄最好了，他做的最好的，你找他吧。Oh,
this so and so is good. Why don't you look for him?
我们不能这样子。
We can't do that.
我跟你讲，就是夫妇之间侍奉，也不要单方面做决定。
So if wife and husband are serving together, don't just have one person to make the decision.
因为只要夫妇侍奉是同意的，不能一个干一个说我不干的，很不好的。
Husband and wife should be united together. If one say yes, the other say no, that's not a good testimony.
我以前常常我太太在的时候，常常以前很多人教会问我，你能不能开放你家庭，某天要再团起来来家？So
before when my wife is here, a long time ago, you know, church asked us, can you open your house?
我说我回家问问。
I say, I will go home and ask my wife first.
虽然我晓得一定没有问题,
Even though I know that we probably can do it.
同样,
same way.
太太有人问我太太做什么是吧？他会先问我，他说我这样我们就没有问题。
And if they ask my wife to do something, my wife will say, "Let me talk to Mark first."
带领团契一样。
If we have to lead fellowship, it's the same way.
要带领团契，以前请我去带领团契，我说你不要急啊，我先我跟太太两个问行不行，我们祷告才，因为这个比较严肃的事情。
Yeah, when asked me to lead a fellowship, I say I'll have to talk to my wife first.
现在我简单了，我不用问我老婆了。
So right now I don't have to ask my wife.
因为我只有一个人，所以我可以问。
我跟上帝就行。So I'm just talk to God.
然后我们每个人都尽我们的责任与义务。
Everyone should fulfill his or her own duties and responsibilities.
最后一件事情，我们要学的。
Lastly,
我们真是宁可对人对事宽容一点，宁可吃亏。
Be kind and forgiving to others.
因为这段经文很好，不要求自己的益处，来要求别人的益处。
This Bible verse from 1 Corinthians 10:24 say nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others.
请我们大家低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢主，今天让我们有这么好的一个时间与弟兄姐妹来分享主你自己的话语。
Thank you, God, for giving us this wonderful time to read your words.
求主的灵帮助我们。
Pray that your spirit will help us.
帮助我自己。
Help me.
帮助在座每一位。
Help everyone here.
让我们晓得怎么在这个世界上为主做美好的见证。
Help us know how to be a good witness to you in this earth.
不要单单为了自己。
Not just look for our own good.
有时候我们有权利这样做。
Even though we have the right to do so.
但是我们还要求别人的益处。
We have to think of other people's good.
求主帮助我们。
Help us, God.
继续在灵里增长。
Help us to grow spiritually.
谢谢主在这个你的话语当中有这个记载给我们晓得这个故事。
Thank you for recording this miracle in your word.
我们为了领受的话语深深感谢。
We thank you and praise you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。